In a country where freedom is taken for granted, it can be hard to say what exactly democracy means. When independent radio producer Karen Michel moved from her apartment in Brooklyn out to the country, near the Hudson River, she wanted to know what her new neighbors cared about. Really cared about. So she asked them.
There were three parameters and three questions. I wanted to talk to people who lived within 30 miles of me, a normal driving distance to do much of anything from my home in, get this, Pleasant Valley, New York. I wanted to talk to a number of people at actual places, not just haphazardly roam the streets trolling for subjects. And I wanted to ask the same three short, big questions. What do you live for? What would you die for? And what would you kill for?
What do I live for? I live for love, the love of my family, my wife, my friends. I live for the discovery of beauty in art and in people. And I live for my own personal pursuit of truth.
His answer was, to a large degree, mine too. Carl Van Brunt runs the Van Brunt Gallery on Main Street in Beacon, New York. Beacon is along the Hudson River, more than 20 miles south of me. Once called the hat-making capital of the East, it's been in economic decline for decades, until artists found a place and galleries, and then a big art museum came in, and Beacon is coming up again, big time. The mix both inside and outside the Van Brunt Gallery on a drizzly Saturday afternoon was of locals and art tourists up from New York City.
What do I live for? To be a good mom, I'd say, and be a good wife. Yeah, that's what I would live for.
What would you die for?
I would die to keep my integrity if I had to, really, yeah.
And what would you kill for?
There's no reason I would kill, really. There's no reason I'd kill. Took me a second, but I got it. Yeah, there's no reason I would kill.
I have breast cancer, and what I live for is to see my children actualize themselves. What would I die for? Given that I just faced that and realized I wouldn't die for my work, and I would not choose to die for anything. I cannot answer that question. The honest thing is, I would struggle and not die. I'm sorry.
I'd barely begun the project, and the answers were already mighty heavy and thoughtful.
Nature, friends, kids.
Family came up a lot as reasons for living, dying, and killing. For a person to start funny and then get unfunny happened often, too.
Could you start off with an easier question?
There was a time when I might have answered that I live for seeing the Orioles win any game against the Yankees, but I've gotten over that. And I would have to say that I probably live for a sense of community more than anything. Family, friends, extending out to the larger community, those are the things that I care about the most.
But he wouldn't kill for any of them. I started thinking that we were a nation of pacifists, but I forgot about all the gun and ammo stores in the Hudson Valley.
I'm a hunter, so I own a deer, and I feed the family with deer every November, so that's what I kill for. But
sometimes it's necessary to kill in order to live. One perpetuates the other. One don't exist without the other.
I would live for freedom, justice, and liberty. I would die for my country. And I would kill for justice.
Nothing.
I used to think that I would die for a lot, you know, a cause, this or that. As history keeps repeating itself, I'm not sure I would want to actually take the plunge and die for something.
Though she acknowledged that maybe she'd kill for
a delicious dinner.
Ebenezer Baptist Church is in a large octagonal building in the city of Poughkeepsie, about 12 miles southwest of where I live. At a Sunday service, there were about half again as many people up on stage as in the congregation. Though it was in the 90s outside and humid, the worshipers came dressed. Wide-brimmed hats on many of the women, suits and ties for the men. The Reverend E. Clayton Wade is the pastor.
She's a resident of Pleasant Valley. She's come here this morning.
Reverend Wade introduced me from the pulpit. We'd met before services. He didn't want to give his answers to the questions.
There's three questions that they're putting out to individuals. First of all, what are you willing to live for? What are you willing to die for? And what are you willing to kill for? Issues facing America.
He told the congregants to talk with me after services in the vestibule. It was a noisy, crowded place to be, with everyone shaking hands and greeting and generally being happy to see each other. One mother said her son wanted to talk to me. He said he lived for his family, aunts, uncles, step-siblings, and cousins included, would die for everybody in the world, and without a trace of irony, that he would kill for
peace on earth.
Oh, I live for God and people. What would I die for? For my salvation. Yes. For my salvation. Yeah.
What would you kill for?
Well, now that's a hard one. That's the hardest one of all. That's the hardest one of all.
I would die for Jesus. Would die for me too.
What would you kill for?
I'm not killing. No, thou shalt not kill, so I'm not going to kill. No way. Not at all.
I live daily to serve God and to be a Christian and to work for Him and to treat my fellow man good and to forgive and to love everybody. I love everybody. Let me kiss you this way.
It's Thursday, August 14th, 2003. I'm at the Poughkeepsie Farmers Market, just across from Vassar College. It is 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
How much is your corn?
Corn is $4.25 a dozen, 6 for 2 1/4. It came out of the field about 11:30.
6 for how much?
2 1/4.
These people live off of what they grow and make. It's the philosophy of the soil and the stove.
Excuse me, I'm walking around asking people a few questions. May I talk with you?
Yeah.
What do you sell here?
I sell sugar-free pastries and pastries with sugar. Whatever anybody wants, they get. I have white bread, sugar-free, carrot cake that's sugar-free, zucchini that's sugar-free.
She had gray hair pulled back, bangs, large bifocals. A good-sized man with tinted glasses sat in a camp chair next to her, facing slightly away from the baked goods, reading.
What do you live for?
What do I live for? Mainly to take care of my husband, because he's so wonderful to me. He gives me everything I want, and he doesn't smoke, and he doesn't drink. All he does is swear once in a while. He's very good to me.
And what would you die for?
I'd die saving him.
About what would you kill for?
I'd kill for him, too.
This, for me, was real family. I'd been listening to people tell me that family was all that mattered to them. But other than listing who that meant, no one had yet been so succinct or somehow genuine as this woman. She and her husband had been together 27 years.
And it's going to be the rest of our lives. I know that.
It was instant love. We first seen each other, that was it. We both fell in love.
The day I met him, I knew I was going to marry him. I was married 3 times before. He was married 3 times before. I was never going to get married again, but I knew he was the man meant for me. That's all. There's one person for each person in this world. And sometimes people meet them late in life, but I just didn't know enough to wait around.
They met in a bar.
We haven't drank in 20 years now, either one of us. And we're happier, you know, taking care of each other.
What should I sing, Mary? You want me to sing?
Sing far, far away.
Oh, you have a nice voice. She told me to sing Far, Far Away. That's where I'm going.
We are in Tri-Town Senior Center in the American Legion Hall on DeGama Road.
in Pleasant Valley.
Working? Want me to sing a song?
Yeah, please.
Sure. What should I sing, Mary?
Oh, that one you got your own words to.
Let me call you sweetheart?
Yes.
Let me call you sweetheart, said a boy to a girl, as they danced so gaily and her head was in a whirl. Let me have your address and your phone number too. When I reach the city, I will call on you.
Hey, that's our Aunt Annie.
Oh, I love to be happy. Just be happy and healthy. And everything comes natural. What will I die for? I don't think I'll die for anything. I want to keep on living.
How old are you?
85.
I'll be 89 a couple of months. And I'm living to get my own apartment.
I don't know. I just want to live. My next birthday is 90. Still want to live.
What do I live for? Good question, really. I don't know, honest. I lost my wife 2 years ago, and I keep saying to myself, what do I live for? You're right. She used to say to me, I wish we died together. I said, oh, please, I'm not ready yet. She couldn't understand when I told her that. I'm not ready for that yet.
Is there anything you'd kill for?
No. No, I did that in the Army. I can't say that I enjoyed it.
World War II?
Yeah, I was a machine gunner. I went all through France, Germany, Austria. That's a long time ago, huh? Yeah, it's things you like to forget, you know?
How old are you?
87. Don't I look it?
This is going to be a long job.
Oh, this is a big monkey. He needs a lot of air.
The man sat by himself as the other seniors, all women, made decorations for a party the next day. A luau theme, they said. So I'm not sure why they were inflating a human-sized monkey holding a banana. But they were having a great time doing it. There was a party of another sort at the Millbrook Winery, 12 miles north of my home and about 20 north of the seniors. A group of what looked to be friends in their 20s, including a pair of identical twins, poured out of a minivan, ready to sample the award-winning wines.
Okay, you can ask. Okay. Three questions have been granted unto you.
Thank you. Okay, what do you live for?
Oh, God, those kind of questions, really?
Anybody?
What do you live for?
What do you live for? I don't know.
I live for sex.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, forget about it. You live for time with your friends. Okay. Well,
to make it through life, see what's going to bring to you, and enjoy while you're at it. Woohoo!
Okay, what would you die for?
What would I die for?
Myself.
I don't know, you would die for...
I die for love!
Let her answer, man.
What would you die for? Like, really? Like, that could be, like, something that's there and I would die for?
Or an idea.
I don't know, man. It's all that idea stuff. You know, it's all theory. You know, the things that you could die for. It's not really like, you know, you're gonna die for something that's.
I'm glad you're still here. Great.
I don't know.
Sorry. What would you kill for?
I don't know. It would have to be like a spur of the moment thing. You know, you present with the situation right then and there. You know.
3 months now.
So it's kind of hard to tell.
Hi, I'm James.
This is Gary. Hi, James.
Pleased to meet you, Gary.
Or something like that.
It's hard to tell another person, especially a stranger, what you really think about such big questions. Three Questions was produced by Karen Michelle, an independent producer who lives in Pleasant Valley, New York.